Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The food critic for the Chicago Tribune, Nick Kindlesberger, recently wrote about Chicago's bagel revolution and the 10 best, and it sparked a lot of controversy, didn't it, Nick?
That is very true. Very true, Bob.
All right, well, let's talk about what people were upset about, but first let's go over some of your picks. Let's talk about the top three, starting with number three. And we should point out, Nick, you went to 30 shops over 3 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, 30, more than 30 probably, but yes, around there in three weeks. So I wanted to taste them all in one go.
And your favorites were mostly from new restaurants or online-only operations, weren't they?
Yeah, that's what was so interesting about this, about eating bagels right now in Chicago, is that it's changed so much in the past 5 years. And especially because of the pandemic, there's all of these chefs who are now selling things through Instagram or through their website or whatever, and a lot of them are selling great bagels.
Number three on your list, Tilly Bagel Shop. I've never heard of this place. Tell us about Tilly.
So this is from Hannah Tillich. She was a pastry chef at a number of well-regarded restaurants around Chicago, like Marisol and then Boca. And during the pandemic, she decided she had been making bagels as sort of staff meals and things like that. And everyone had told her how good they were. During the pandemic, she needed to bring in some more money. So she started offering them online and they went like crazy. So now she's going to dive right into opening, hopefully, her own shop soon. Currently, she's going to set up a little shop or a little cart in the Dearborn Station in Printer's Row. These are just gorgeous bagels that you can get in a number of different flavors, but I mean, just the plain one is so good, you should probably start there. It is salty and crunchy, but then chewy on the inside. It's just a remarkable bagel.
All right, TillyBagelShop.com for more on that. You can pick up at East 14th and Michigan Avenue. Number two on Nick's list, Sugar Coat.
Yeah, Sugar Goat from Stephanie Iser.
Sugar Goat, right.
Yeah, so this has probably been around the longest. So Sugar Goat just opened last year, I believe, but this bagel recipe was developed when Stephanie was setting up the Little Goat Diner, and it's made from a sourdough recipe that they have to keep alive. They have to keep alive the sourdough starter every day. So they've been doing that for almost 10 years now. I believe they call it Anne. Is that the name of it? Yeah. Anne is their starter. So they're very affectionate and give her lots of love and attention. And she helps them produce all these great bagels. These are the most expensive bagels by far that I tried. But they're kind of a marvel. They're very crunchy on the outside, but tender on the inside, and have that sort of sourdough flavor to each bite. They're just remarkable.
So the good news is Stephanie Izard is the chef, but the bad news is $24 for a half dozen. Is that right?
Right.
Wow.
So this is sort of like I want to have the best bagel or one of the best bagels, but I'm not going to eat like five in a row. I just want one thing. So save up, you know, it's, you know, about $5, but, you know, you should treat yourself every once in a while, right?
And number one on the Chicago Tribune food critic Nick Kindlesberger's list of the top bagels around here, Mindy's Bakery. Tell us about Mindy's.
So this is from pastry chef and restaurateur Mindy Siegel. So she, for years, has run this restaurant called Hot Chocolate in Bucktown. And she sort of decided she wanted to switch things up and focus on a bakery. So she has a little bake shop in the front of the old Hot Chocolate space. But she's getting ready to move into her own bake shop just around the corner on Milwaukee Avenue. And these are sort of just the most flawlessly perfect bagels I've ever tried. And that includes any bagels I've tried in New York or LA. They are just stunningly beautiful. you can notice that they're great because they have all these little blisters on the outside of it, and they look like little bubbles. And that's from the fermentation when they make the bagels, and then they boil them for a bit, but not very long, usually only a minute or so, and then they bake them in a super hot oven.
Quick, get me a toaster and some butter and cream cheese. Mindy's is at 1747 North Damon. Now, let's get to the complaints, and I have to say I agree with these. I saw you writing about this, Nick, and the first question, where was New York Bagel and Bialy on Tui in Lincolnwood?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people have very strong opinions about bagels, as I definitely knew before I started. But this was the shop that people just couldn't believe wasn't included. They make their own bagels up there, and they're pretty good. But no one has ever accused Chicago of being a bagel hotspot in the United States. And if this is what you think is the best bagel, then I would just encourage you to get out and try some of the ones on this list, because this is sort of the difference between like white bread and an artisan loaf. And I think you should try it. And I also would like to get this idea that they're old school. A lot of people have brought up that like all these new places are trying to make bagels too fancy or whatever. But many of these newer places are actually creating bagels like they used to in the 1940s and 50s. And New York Bagel and Bialy and these other suburban spots really didn't get their start until the 80s. And so they're taking shortcuts that these newer places aren't. And so I would just like to push back on this narrative that these places in the suburbs are actually the real bagels. I just don't think that's true.
Well, to each his own. And also, what about all the great delis in the northern suburbs?
So if I went to all of these delis, and so my favorite one up there is actually from Max's Deli, which is a little further up. And then I liked Kaufman's as well. And so those two were my favorite of the bagel spots. And then would be New York Bagel and Bialy.
The freshness of it has to count, right? And most of these places making them all the time.
Yeah, so bagels are very strange in that they really need to be eaten on the day they're made. You can toast a bagel and sort of to give it some life, but it'll never be as good as it is after the first 3 or 4 hours. And so freshness is definitely very important. But I would, with freshness also, you should try not to toast them in the first 3 or 4 hours. Just enjoy it without, because toasting really does change the structure of a bagel. And it makes it so you can't appreciate a really good bagel.
No, I can. All right, send your complaints to the Chicago Tribune food critic, Nick Kindlesberger, and send your bagels to us here at WGN. Thanks,
That's
Nick.
Right.
Happy eating.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, stay healthy.